program does not necessarily reflect the views of News Radio 830 KHVH, its staff, or management.
Now it's time for the Hawaiian Eye Show, sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better. This is your weekly informative hour all about eyes. Learn about cataracts. Ask a question about glaucoma. Find out how diabetes affects your eyes. Stay tuned for an entertaining and educational program about eyes and eye care. Call in to have your questions answered by the doctor. Now, your host, Harvard-trained eye surgeon, Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Steve Ree filling in for Dr. Tortora this morning. It's time once again for our regular weekly program about eyes and eye care. It's called the Hawaiian Eye Show. It's sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better. So we'll be here talking over the next hour about glasses, bifocals, lasers, and eye surgery. So we can talk about your cataracts, your contacts, itchy eyes, droopy lids, whatever it is that interests you. If you'd like to join in today, have any questions, give us a call. Our number here is 521-8383. So if you have anything that you're wondering about eyes or have any eye questions about eye diseases, give us a call. All opinions expressed on this program are my own and don't necessarily reflect those of the station. I'm an ophthalmologist or an IMD. Which means I'm a medical doctor specializing in the eyes. So thanks again for joining us this morning. I hope your weekend is off to a great start. As usual, I'm going to start off with a few interesting cases that I've seen in the past few weeks, and I thought I'd talk about dry eyes a little bit. We usually get a few people coming in complaining of headaches. So you might be wondering why people would see an eye doctor for headaches. A lot of our primary care colleagues send over patients to rule out, you know, any eye-related stuff that might be causing headaches. Well, the eyes actually have muscles that focus, and when those muscles are overworked, for whatever reason, it can cause some eye strain. You may have heard people describe straining their eyes, especially after reading for a long time. A lot of people out there work in the office and they're on the computer all day long, and by the end of the day, their eyes just don't feel right, and they've got this horrible headache between the eyes. So what's going on? Well, I remember seeing one young woman in particular. She was in her early 30s, and she came in saying, "Oh boy, you know, I work in the office all day, I'm on the computer, you know, I'm reading contracts, and by midday, I'm just, my eyes are throbbing, or my temples are throbbing, and, you know, I just can't deal with it anymore. My vision's okay, but I just can't deal with this headache." Well, on exam, I mean, her vision was fine. She was seeing 20/20, both distance, and her near vision was actually pretty good. And that's on the initial exam. After we dilated her, which we often do for our new patients, the dilating gives us a chance to do a complete eye exam. We can look both on the surface of the eye as well as inside of the eyes. After dilation, things were a little bit different. Turns out she was a little bit what we call farsighted. And this is revealed after dilation because one of the dilating drops actually paralyzes the focusing muscles of the eye. And when those focusing muscles are paralyzed, people have trouble, you know, reading up close and sometimes even far away, so things tend to be blurry. So that reveals the farsightedness. So, you know, we find it very helpful, especially in people who do have symptoms of eye strain, headache, especially after near work like reading or computer, to dilate them and to paralyze those muscles. So after that was done, we kind of measured her for glasses, and you know, the farsighted prescription was revealed, and, you know, we gave her the correct prescription, and hopefully that'll work out for her. So by using the glasses, especially with prolonged and near work like reading or computer, you're not overusing those focusing muscles, and you're not straining your eyes. So we get people like that all the time. Every week we see a few people who have those eye strain, or what's called asthenopia, symptoms, and the glasses do help out. Even young kids who sometimes say, oh, they can't see that well, or they've failed their vision exam at school or in their pediatrician's office. Most are a little bit farsighted, so the glasses do help out. They can see better in school and hopefully perform better, too. Another symptom that we see often, we see this a few times every week, is an older person complaining of problems seeing at nighttime. They have decreased vision. They don't go out. I mean, even though they can drive perfectly well during the daytime, they often are afraid to drive at night simply because they don't see well. And one of the common symptoms that we hear is glare from headlights. Whenever they're on the road, the incoming traffic or the headlights from the incoming traffic is just debilitating. They can't see simply because of the glare around the lights. And especially with those newer headlights out there, the high intensity or discharge headlights, they're especially bright, and it becomes problematic for our older patients. So most likely these folks have cataracts that have slowly progressed and are becoming more symptomatic over time. So the cataracts are, of course, the lens in the eyes. And the lens over time just simply gets cloudy. It's a natural process. It's a natural change that occurs in the lens. Happens slowly. Often you don't notice much change until the lenses have become cloudy enough to become symptomatic. So often glare is a very common symptom. So for these patients, we check their glasses prescription, make sure that's up to date. And we also can simulate the glare in the office. We have a special test that can mimic the bright light situations, and we can test the vision accordingly. And certainly if the cataracts have advanced enough and it's causing a decrease in the vision with the glare test, then the next step is most likely cataract surgery. So, again, difficulty driving or seeing at nighttime, problems with bright lights, glare and halos, inability to drive or being afraid to drive at nighttime. Those are common complaints associated usually with cataracts. So certainly if you have any symptoms like that, it's best to get it checked out by your eye doctor. Another question that we get asked is, especially among our older patients, is LASIK or any type of laser refractive surgery. I recently had a 62-year-old, a very nice lady, who asked if LASIK was a good option for her. That's a very good question. I mean, LASIK is a fantastic procedure. It's used to correct any what's called a refractive error. So if you have glasses and you can see well with glasses, the LASIK can essentially correct your vision so that you'll be less dependent on the glasses. Now, for our older patients, there are a few things to consider before getting the LASIK done, since, as in the prior cases, our older patients are developing cataracts, and around 62 is a time when we see more and more symptomatic patients. The cataracts have developed enough to cause some symptoms. Maybe not enough to warrant doing cataract surgery yet, but within a few years, the vision may further decrease, whether blurring of the vision that can't be corrected with glasses, or they may develop glare and halo, like we talked about before. So certainly that's one thing to consider before doing LASIK, because the LASIK doesn't address the cataracts if you have them. So if you get the LASIK done, you may see well for a few years, but should the cataracts get worse over time or during that time, then that has to be addressed. And certainly we do cataract surgeries on people who have gotten the LASIK done. They do very well, but that is something to consider before doing the LASIK surgery. So we're going to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Attention of Dr. Tortora, or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
When you have a cataract, your vision gets gradually worse over time. You don't see as well.
Having the corrective surgery and now having the vision of a much younger man, I can see again.
Our state-of-the-art surgery center offers safety and convenience without a hospital stay. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, HawaiianEye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C-2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
The Hawaiian Eye Show phone lines are now open. Give us a call at 521-8383 with your questions for the doctor. If you're calling from the neighbor islands, call us toll-free at 888-565-8383. Now, back to your host, Harvard-trained eye surgeon, Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome back. This is Dr. Steve Ree filling in for Dr. Tortora this morning. We're going over some interesting cases and some interesting patients. The next patient is an older gentleman, about 65 years old. He had had laser done for glaucoma a few years ago on the mainland. And he said that he's still taking drops even after the laser. And he's wondering, you know, what was really done? He couldn't quite understand what the laser was. Was it necessary? And are there other treatment options? Well, there are different treatment options for glaucoma. Glaucoma is something we've talked about many times on the show. It's a disease that affects the optic nerve, which is the nerve that connects your eyeball to your brain. So all the visual information that you see gets sent to the brain via the optic nerve. So it's a very, you know, important nerve, as you can imagine. And if there's any damage or any disease involving the optic nerve, then you simply can't see well. And in people who do have advanced glaucoma, they tend to lose their side or peripheral vision. And it can ultimately lead to blindness in very severe cases. So it's best to treat it early if it's caught so that we can preserve your vision as much as possible. So how do we treat it? Well, there's certainly medicines, eye drops, and the medications help, well, all the treatment options help to lower the eye pressure, since studies have shown that the best way really to control or decrease the progression of glaucoma is to decrease the eye pressure. Now, the eyeball itself has a pressure. It's an enclosed sphere, so there's a pressure within it, much like our blood pressure. However, it's unrelated to the blood pressure. So when you go see your eye doctor, you'll get your vision tested, your pupils tested, your eye movement tested, as well as your eye pressure will be measured. So that's something we always measure on our patients on the eye exam. So by controlling or decreasing the eye pressure, we can help decrease the progression of glaucoma. So certainly the drops help out with that. And there are different classes of medications that we use. And oftentimes I start off with one class of drop, and we follow our patients regularly. And if it does help to decrease the pressure, that's great. If it doesn't, if there's no effect, or if the pressure does steadily increase over time, we can always try different drops or add drops. Now, there is also a laser that can help to decrease the eye pressure. This procedure is called SLT, or selective laser trabeculoplasty, and this is done in our office. And this is also a great procedure, since if the laser is effective enough, sometimes we can get our patients off of the eye drops, which is great. So you don't have to worry about putting in an eye drop every once or twice every day. However, sometimes if the laser does have some effect but not enough, we have other options like repeating the laser. So the great thing about this procedure is that it can be repeated, and often we do see a further decrease in the pressure. However, if that doesn't work, sometimes we need to add or continue with the eye drops. So the fact that the laser was done doesn't, you know, preclude the necessity for further eye drops. So that's probably what happened to this patient. He had the laser done. They may have seen a drop in the pressure, however, it may not have been enough, or there may not have been an effect. So he was still using the eye drop. We have a caller, Anne.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Hi.
How would I
can
find
we help
out?
You?
Glaucoma, how do they mark them? Like, say, maybe say 10 to 15 or?
Oh, the pressure?
The pressure.
Yeah, yeah. So the pressure is a number.
Yes.
And, you know, usually, you know, when patients ask me what's a normal range, well, it really depends on the individual, especially if they have glaucoma. However, the range number of numbers that people usually lie in is usually around 10 to 22. And the units are millimeters of mercury. That's the pressure unit. So usually around 10 to 22. However, people with glaucoma can have low pressures. Usually higher pressures is a risk factor, but we have a lot of patients who do have glaucoma with pressures in that normal range. So what we try to do once we make the diagnosis of glaucoma is to control the pressures from the initial pressure that we measured. So let's say your pressure was around 15, and you know we see changes consistent with glaucoma on exam. When we start the treatment, we want the pressures to be lower than 15 after treatment. So you know maybe around the 11 or 12 range, we want to see some decrease or some effect of the treatment, whether it's eye drops or laser. So, you know, the normal pressure for the individual, especially if you have glaucoma, really depends on what your pressures have been in the past. So just because your pressure has been 12, you know, throughout the treatment regimen, or it doesn't mean that that's the right pressure for you. It all depends on where your glaucoma is at that moment. So do you have glaucoma, Anne?
Yes, I do have.
Okay. So you probably see your eye doctor routinely, probably every few months. And certainly we see our glaucoma patients every few months just to make sure the pressure is okay. We want to be sure that the pressure is at the level where the glaucoma is controlled. If we do notice that the pressure is creeping up over time, even on the current treatment, whether it's the eye drops or if you had the laser in the past, then obviously we need to do something further to lower the pressure.
What about applying the medication? If I'm using Azop 3 times a day and then another one for the glaucoma, 2 times a day.
Uh-huh.
Times a day, how intervals can I use that glaucoma medication, the second one?
Oh, so you're on multiple medications, and they're both 2 times a day?
3 times a day.
3 times a day?
Yes.
They're both 3 times a day?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so a lot of our patients are on multiple medications, and they kind of coincide. So what we recommend is, you know, not to do them one after another. So let's say you're taking a drop at breakfast time. You're taking both drops at around breakfast time. You know, you can use one of the medications, put a drop in each eye if that's what, you know, they ask you to do. And then I would wait, you know, at least 5 minutes before putting in the second drop.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so, you know, don't put it in one after another because the second drop can just displace the first one. So, you know, you want each drop to be as effective as possible.
So I can make it about 15 minutes to be okay?
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, if you wait 15, I mean, that's even better. Yeah, so I would just avoid putting the drops in one after another.
Okay, like if I use Aesop have a little milky thing.
Yeah, it's a little thicker, right?
Yeah, so that after I wipe that thing, I wait it for 15 minutes and put the second one.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as you give it some time. Just don't put it in one after another consecutively. It's not as effective that way.
Oh, do you think I'll get blind?
Get blind?
Even though I'm on this treatment like this?
Oh, yeah. Well, well, you know, it's hard to say. You know, I haven't seen your eyes or I haven't seen any of your tests. However, if you keep up with the treatment, that's the most important thing, actually, is to, you know, make sure you use the drops consistently. Every day. That way it helps to control the eye pressure, and that's really what we're looking for, to control the eye pressure as best we can, so we don't want the pressure to creep up over time. And see your eye doctor, you know, regularly, so he or she can check the eye pressure. Also, we like to do the test periodically, too. I'm sure you've had the visual field test done, where we check the side vision. And that's one way that we can check to see that the glaucoma isn't getting worse or progressing over time. So that's really important. If we don't do that, or if you, you know, don't check up regularly, there's no way that we can tell if it's getting worse.
Why is my vision, you said it's 20/20.
Oh, great, great.
And then will that be okay?
That sounds pretty good if your vision's 20/20. but yeah, for all of our glaucoma patients, we do recommend consistent follow-up, and that you do use your eye drops, you know, as instructed.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Now I can go sleep tonight.
All night, no problem, I was thinking
about I'm going to call you to find out where I stand.
Okay.
You talk to your own doctor. You don't. They don't have time for you, so they don't. help you.
Okay. And make sure you do follow up regularly.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And take care. Have a good weekend.
Goodbye.
Okay. Bye-bye. So we do have a lot of glaucoma patients, and that is certainly compliance with the eye drops is an issue. Some of our patients who do have more advanced glaucoma can be on multiple drops, like Anne, either two or sometimes even three different drops. So, you know, you can imagine that putting those into your eyes can be a little bit difficult, especially trying to do it every day. So, we do the best we can, and we stress the importance of using the drops. Certainly, if the drops aren't working, there are different treatment options. I spoke about the laser earlier, the SLT. That's one option, and that does work well for some people. Beyond the laser, there's also glaucoma surgery for the more advanced or severe cases. Dr. Tortora is a glaucoma specialist, and he does several different types of glaucoma surgery in our surgery center. So that's kind of another option out there for people with severe glaucoma that's uncontrolled on either the eye drops or the laser. There's another type of glaucoma called acute angle closure glaucoma. And for those folks, there is a laser treatment for that, but that's kind of a different mechanism from the more common type or the open-angle glaucoma. The laser, in this case, creates a little bypass channel, or actually a little hole on the iris or the colored part of the eye, and that relieves the pressure created by the angle closure attack. We're going to take one more break, and we'll be right back.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
Hawaiian Eye Center offers complete eye care for the entire family. Now, cataract patients can reduce or eliminate their dependence on eyeglasses with premium cataract care in as little as 15 minutes. Their experienced surgeons have extensive cataract and general eye care experience. And they proudly welcome their newest eye surgeon, Dr. Stephen Ree. Dr. Ree brings a wealth of experience to the Hawaiian Eye Center team. To schedule an appointment with a member of the eye care team, call Hawaiian Eye Center today at 733-2020 or visit the website at hawaiianeye.com.
The news authority in Honolulu is News Radio 830 KHVH.
It's 66 degrees, a few clouds in Honolulu. I'm Julia Norton Dennis. Here's what's happening. Thousands of people have gathered in front of the Capitol for a march on Washington in favor of gun control. Marchers are being led by D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray and other officials. Among the signs are ones reading, "Ban assault weapons now," and others with names of victims of gun violence. Egyptian troops have been deployed to quell rioting that's killed at least 27 people in the Mediterranean city of Port Said today. The violence erupted after a judge sentenced 21 people to death in connection with a melee last year at a soccer match, and that killed 74 fans of a Cairo-based team. Here is a heads up for motorists. The State Department of Transportation will be doing more pothole patching. This will happen between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m. on the H1 freeway. That means lane closures in both directions between the Pearl City Waimalu off ramps and the Radford Drive overpass. Be patient and give yourself extra travel time. Two boaters had to be rescued after their vessel ran aground on a reef near Magic Island just before 7 last night. The two were airlifted from the 36-foot boat by fire rescuers and brought to safety at about 7:30 p.m. There were no injuries, and the boat remained stuck on the reef. They will go out there again today and decide how much damage was done and how to remove it. Governor Neil Abercrombie has ordered state flags to be flown at half-staff from sunrise to sunset today in honor of former legislator Buddy Suarez. He served in the State House from 1966 to 1975. He died in California on November 25th. Flash flood watch in effect from tomorrow through Monday afternoon. Oahu, Kauai, and Niihau, widespread haze, and currently it's 67 degrees.
Hawaiian Eye Center offers you complete eye care for the entire family. Now, cataract patients can reduce or eliminate their dependence on eyeglasses with premium cataract care in as little as 15 minutes. Advanced technology lenses are designed to provide good vision for distance, near and in between, with less dependence on eyeglasses. When cataracts blur vision, a short, painless procedure helps. If you have a cataract and want back youthful vision, call Hawaiian Eye Center at 733-2020 or visit hawaiianeye.com.
The phone lines are now open at 521-8383. On the neighbor islands, it's a free call, 1-888-565-8383. And now, here's Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome back. This is Dr. Steve Ree filling in for Dr. Tortora on the Hawaiian Eye Show. We had a caller in talking about, or had a question about glaucoma. Something we see a lot in our clinic. We're talking about different treatment options for glaucoma. Before we left for break, we were talking about a different type of glaucoma called angle closure. This type of glaucoma can happen suddenly. It's due to the anatomy of the front part of the eye. Some people, the angles, which is where the fluid in the eye drains, your eyeball is constantly producing fluid, so it has to drain somewhere. If the drainage channels get blocked, as in the angle closure attack, the fluid can't leave, so the pressure builds up in the eye, and that's called an acute angle closure attack. And it can be very painful if this happens. People complain of a headache, even nausea, decreased vision. So it is one of the true eye emergencies that we see. And if someone does go into an angle closure attack and we see them in the clinic, the pressure is often really super high. And our prior caller had asked about what the pressure measurements were, and the normal range is around 10 to 22. However, you know, I've seen in people with acute angle closure, the pressure can be as high as 50. And these folks are miserable. They're in pain, they're vomiting, and they're nauseous, and they can't see very well. And this has to be treated right away, or else the prolonged pressure in the eye can damage the optic nerve. And once the optic nerve is damaged, it really can't be reversed in any way, and that can lead to poor vision. So the treatment actually is to do the laser procedure once this angle closure attack occurs. And with the laser that we have in the office, we create a little bypass channel or a little hole on the iris or the color part of the eye that relieves or that opens up the blocked angles so the fluid can drain properly and we can restore the eye pressure. Now, can this be prevented? Well, it can to a certain extent. Whenever we do our exam, we check for this narrow angle anatomy in our patients. And people who do have this narrow angle, we recommend just getting the laser done prophylactically. So it's more of a preventative measure. They're not in angle closure attack and their pressures are fine. However, the angles are a little bit on the narrow side and that may predispose them to getting the angle closure attack. So for these folks, we do recommend getting the laser done more of a, as a preventative measure to decrease the risk of getting the angle closure attack. Excuse me. Oh, we have a caller, Sally.
Hi.
Hi, Sally. Good morning.
Good morning. I had some headaches a little bit, and then I had like ocular migraines, and then those went away. This is like a series, like maybe 6 or 7 times, and then it all that went away, and then it went into the side. But it's more like it doesn't affect my, it's only in the peripheral, but it's really not in the peripheral either. If I close my eyes, I can see like a lightning bolt on the very edge of.
How long does that last?
What's that?
How long does it last?
It hasn't gone away. It's just like a lightning bolt. I can notice it in the dark, but other than that, you know, it's not in my vision.
Okay, it's off to the side. And do you get headaches too?
I what?
And you get headaches as well?
No, not anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, you had mentioned ocular migraine. Were you told that you had that?
Well, I called in to the doctor on the radio show, and I explained to him that, like the little crescents, they're like little stars, and they were indiscriminate. It was like a pattern of, I don't know how many weeks that, it would just be, you know, variable.
Well, you know, whenever we have patients that kind of have either like a sparkly lights or prolonged crescents of lights, sometimes people describe like zigzagging lights, like going in circles. Any type of light phenomenon, we think of one of two things. Either like a floater, like a new onset of floaters, or ocular migraine. Now, I mentioned the floaters because when the floaters form, and the floaters refers to the gel inside of the eye,
The vitreous?
Yeah, the vitreous, yep. And over time, and this happens to everybody, the vitreous kind of breaks down, becomes less gel-like and more watery. And when that happens, it kind of condenses, and people see floaters, like little dots or spider web-type things floating in their vision. But during this process, people can also see, like, flashing lights. These are more discreet, like, flickers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes people see, like, little crescents, too, and they last a few seconds.
Yeah,
rather than minutes.
The crescents that were in my frontal vision, like when I read and stuff like that, those only lasted maybe about 5 minutes.
Okay,
but
so
this other
minutes.
One,
okay.
And those I haven't been getting those anymore. But this one on the side, it just like flashes and it's always there.
Always there.
Yeah.
You know, the light phenomena that last longer, like even, you know, 5 to sometimes even 45 minutes, that's more consistent with an ocular migraine.
The ones that last long?
Longer, yeah.
Well, this one's been going on for like 4 weeks or something. It just doesn't go away.
Oh,
it's always there. Like at night when I turn off all the lights in the house, I can sort of see it flash. You know?
Well, those are the two, you know, things that we think about first whenever we hear things like this.
So you would call that a...
I would say it's more of an ocular migraine.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. But, you know, if do you see floaters at all?
You mean like little black...
Dots. Yeah, yeah.
Linty.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, once in a while, but not very much.
Okay, okay. Well, you know, the most reassuring thing to do is actually get like a dilated exam.
Dilated.
Yeah, yeah. So your eye doctor can check inside just to be sure that, you know, everything's okay with the retina. Because, you know, with the new onset of floaters or a persistent flashing light, something we look for are tears in the retina. Because as those floaters form, it can tug on the retina, which is the tissue lining the inside of the eye.
Oh, and the thing that goes up to the optic nerve.
It all encompasses, yeah, that. And the retina is the tissue that actually senses the light. And if there's a tear, then that needs to be treated.
Oh, I could have a tear back there.
That's one of the things we should rule out since you're seeing these flashing lights and you have like a history.
I could rule it out?
Well, just to check for it.
Oh, check. Oh.
Yeah.
But I could have a tear in the retina.
Well, we want to be sure that you don't. So, that's why I'm
recommending
you get a dilated
exam. Could be a symptom of having a tear?
Excuse me?
This could be a symptom of having a tear?
If you have like flashing lights and you have floaters.
Yeah. I have just the electrical, like the bolts way off into the...
Uh-huh.
I have to close my eyes to even see it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but that's what I would recommend since this is a persistent symptom, just to be sure that everything's okay.
And if there is a tear, they shoot a laser back there?
Yeah, usually we there's a laser procedure that can be done to kind of spot weld that tear in place so it doesn't expand, and you want to avoid getting a retinal detachment.
Is that in-house?
That could be done in the office, yes.
And is there a vitamin supplement you can take for your eyes that makes a difference, like zeaxanthin or
You can. It doesn't hurt. And lutein is also another supplement that you can take. I do recommend that all our patients take like a multivitamin.
Omega-3.
That has all that. Omega-3 is also good for the eyes, especially the eyelids.
So that helps with the... You know, whatever. Sometimes I think, well, if you take a pill, it ends up in your stomach, and you know,
it's not absorbed. Well,
if
some
you can't
of it is,
break it
so
down,
it doesn't hurt to take a multivitamin.
You wonder how can it get up to your eyes, you know, if you have a compromised digestive system, you know.
That's a separate issue.
Get up there.
Yeah, I'd recommend getting a complete eye exam just to check the retina and.
Can you put, like, healthy drops in your eyes, vitamins in your eyes, like in drop form?
We usually don't.
No.
Nah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Sally, have a good day. Okay, so why don't we, let's see, looks like we've got one more caller, Hank. Hello?
Morning.
Hi, good morning, Hank.
You talked earlier about glare.
Yeah.
And cataract.
Yeah.
How bad does a glare have to be before it's covered by insurance?
How bad does glare have to be? Well, if the glare is bad enough that it affects your vision, we see on exam that you do have cataracts, and it's consistent with your symptoms, then it should be covered by insurance.
Well, I've been going for years now, and it's just... just checking my vision as far as whether I can see enough. And although I have glare, I can't have cataract coverage because it's not bad enough, I guess.
Okay.
But it does affect me when I try to work on my computer and the daylight glare. But that doesn't seem like enough.
Okay. Well, you know, there are other reasons that people can have glare. You know, especially you say you see it mostly when you're on the computer. Okay. So there could be other reasons. You know, that may be why your eye doctor doesn't recommend cataract surgery. You know, simply having some cataracts, you know, doesn't mean that, you know, it's symptomatic. It's bad enough to be symptomatic. You could be having other issues that may be causing the glare. Of course, that all depends on what your definition of glare is. I guess when I describe glare from cataracts, it's usually from like a pinpoint light source. Like for example, headlight, like the car lights at nighttime, incoming traffic. Like folks who do have symptomatic cataracts, they see like those, you know, those rays of light, you know, streaming out, you know, from the headlights, or even halos that completely block their vision, so it's very difficult for them to see their own lane. Yeah, that's a very common complaint that we get. Now, computer glare, that might be a little bit different, I'm thinking. Can you describe what you're seeing while you're on the computer?
Well, it's just that I got to squint a lot.
Oh, you got to squint. Okay. The
doctor
focus?
Said glare isn't covered by insurance, and just a general statement.
Well, I guess I'm trying to figure out why, you know, you're having trouble seeing the computer. Does it, when you squint, is it more clear?
No, it's easier on the eye. I actually have to close one eye to and work on one eye better than if I open both. For some reason, I'm getting too much light in with both eyes.
Okay,
open.
So are you? Is it more like light sensitive then? Do you feel like you're more?
See, that's the problem. It's light sensitive.
Yeah.
But how do you tell the difference between glare and light sensitive?
Yeah, usually, you know, people who are light sensitive, you know, when they're looking at something bright like the computer screen, you know, it hurts, and you have to kind of, you know, close your eyes or look away. Out in the sunlight, you know, bright sunlight is problematic, and there can be different causes of that. It doesn't necessarily, you know, mean you have cataracts. What I'm thinking more is like more on the ocular surface. You may have some dry eye.
Well, I have that too. No, but you did say it is a cataract, but it's not bad enough.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you have to remember cataracts develop, you know, slowly over time. So yeah, I don't know how old you are, but, you know, even starting from age 40, you know, we do see cataracts, you know, on the exam. And of course, you know, a 40-year-old, if their vision's pretty good, we're not going to do cataract surgery, even if they have cataracts. So, you know, the cataracts do kind of progressively develop over time, and we see it on exam early on, you know, and we make a note of it. And certainly I tell my, you know, 40-year-old patients, oh, yeah, I see the beginnings of cataracts, and sometimes they kind of jump in their seats, oh, wow, I have cataracts, oh, no. But, you know, it's normal.
Well, I think mine is peripheral, because I can focus and I can read the chart pretty well. It's just on the edges, I guess.
Really? And do you wear glasses?
Reading them.
Reading.
And then dark glasses outdoor.
How about for computer work?
When it really gets bad, I do have my dark glasses on.
Can I ask how old you are?
76.
76, yeah. So, yeah, every 76-year-old has cataracts, of course. And certainly if the glasses aren't working as well for you, either on the computer, how about for driving? Do you wear glasses for driving?
No.
Oh, is your vision good enough?
During the daytime, dark glasses.
Okay, so your vision's good enough to drive?
Yeah, but the glare off the cars, you know, the roof right there, that's the problem.
Yeah. Well, so
that's good night vision.
Okay. Yeah. So there are several things we look at, you know, whenever anybody has glare. Certainly cataracts is one. We want to make sure your ocular surface is okay and that there's no irritation on the surface that might be causing light sensitivity issues. Yeah. So there are certainly several things that we seek, you know, to try to treat.
Well, I guess I'll trust the doctor to tell me when it'll be covered, the glare.
Oh. Hmm.
It hasn't progressed, though. It's still the same.
Okay. Yeah, we look at different things when we decide to do cataract surgery. Certainly the vision is one that's important. And how your vision affects your life. So a lot of my patients tell me, yeah, you know what? I can't read as well anymore, even with my glasses. You know, I can't go out driving anymore, you know, and I stay in, you know, at nighttime because I can't drive. And if we see that on exam, too, and everything correlates, then, yeah, usually.
Well, all I take is every 3 months a vision test.
Every 3 months.
Whether I can read the chart or not, that's all. No, there's no glare test.
Well, we do have a specific glare test that we do, and we certainly document that, and it just helps us to provide.
The insurance company does have a standard, though.
What's that?
The insurance company.
Not really. I mean, Medicare. I mean, it's covered by Medicare, so there's no like number, but we do like to see that there is some effect. On your vision, you know, that it does affect your vision in some way.
Well, they have to just trust me to say it does or it doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, we have to go by you because ultimately, you know, you decide, you know, whether or not you want to do the cataract surgery. And, you know, all we can offer is, you know, the exam. You know, to actually document that you do have a cataract, and we can also document the vision and some, you know, lifestyle effects of the cataract on your vision. So
well,
we look at a lot
I'll
of things.
Yeah. Go in every 3 months and then let the doctor decide. although I may be having a little more problem on my computer. I mean, time.
Yeah.
And the television, too, of course. You know, just too bright.
Just let them know that, you know, you're having trouble doing all these things, even, and you are using your glasses, right?
Yeah, outdoors with dark glasses.
Okay. Yeah, let them know if you're having all these difficulties.
Okay, I just thought the glare, but I didn't know how much glare. You know, they have a chart that you can read or something.
Yeah, and like I said, we can actually do a glare test, and your doctor may do that. I don't know if he or she has done that to you.
Oh, maybe I'll ask about it.
Yeah, definitely ask. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Hank. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your question. Have a good weekend. We're going to take one more break before we come back.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
With the latest technology, cataract care is often a fast, painless procedure with a rapid return to normal vision and normal activities.
It doesn't hurt. It just takes, 15, 20 minutes the most, and you're out. That's it.
We strive to make your procedure safe and painless. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, hawaiianeye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C-2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
The phone lines are open at 521-8383. And from the neighbor islands, 1-888-565-8383. Now, back to Dr. Christopher Tortora, our host of the Hawaiian Eye Show.
Hey, welcome back. Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Steve Ree filling in for Dr. Tortora. This is the Hawaiian Eye Show. Prior caller, Hank, had a good point to make regarding vision and cataract surgery and the decision when to do cataract surgery. Oftentimes, when we tell people that they have cataracts, they automatically kind of assume that they need surgery right away. Well, you know, we look at several things. Certainly their vision, If their vision is okay on exam and the patient isn't really having any problems with their vision, you know, they're reading okay, driving okay, watching TV okay, they're fine in the movies, then that's great. And if they do need glasses, and if the vision does improve with the glasses, we give them the glasses prescription. However, for our older patients who do have more advanced cataracts, you know, they do have some symptoms, and these are some of the things that we look for. Certainly difficulty reading, needing brighter lights to read better, difficulty seeing the subtitles on TV. A lot of our patients watch the Korean dramas, and they're avid fans, and when they can't see the subtitles, they get really upset. So that's one thing we'd look for, difficulty seeing the subtitles, even with the glasses. The glare certainly is an issue, and I know glare probably means different things for different people, but the most common thing that people complain about is the nighttime driving. A lot of our patients simply have stopped driving at nighttime because they can't see as well, and then all the bright lights, the headlights, are really bothersome to them. So that's a very common complaint, and usually it is due to the cataract. Getting new glasses may improve the daytime vision, but if they do have cataracts, it won't get rid of the glare. So the next step, if that glare is really bothersome to them and it's affecting their lifestyle, then we do recommend the cataract surgery. Early in the show, I said that I'd talk a little bit about dry eye, and in the last remaining few minutes, I want to talk about some newer technologies that we have available at Hawaiian Eye Center. Dry eye is something that's very common in our patient population. I'd say at least 75% of our patients have symptomatic dry eye, and the symptoms can be as mild as some, you know, intermittent irritation in the eyes throughout the day that's relieved with the eye drops and they're perfectly fine, or it can be more severe and debilitating. A lot of people with severe dry eye often can't see as well throughout the day. They're just their eyes feel irritated, gritty, burning. They're tearing all day long, and they're often very, very unhappy because of their eye issues. So what can we do? Well, we address different components of the causes of dry eye. One common cause is decreased tear secretion, and another is more what's called evaporative dry eye, where the tears that you do produce tend to evaporate very quickly, and that can be very bothersome. And at Hawaiian Eye, we do have newer diagnostic techniques where we can that helps us to diagnose or differentiate the one type of dry eye from the other. And we do have another treatment modality and treatment where we can address the evaporative component of the dry eye. And this all points to the eyelids. Eyelid inflammation or chronic eyelid inflammation can plug up all the oil glands in the eyes, in the eyelids. And without a stable tear film, the tears evaporate very quickly. So we have a new treatment option for our patients that addresses specifically the eyelid inflammation. So if you're interested or if you have any questions, please contact us. You can check out our website at www.hawaiianeye.com. Give us a call. It's been great talking to you this morning. Again, check out our website for any further information, and Dr. Totoro will be back next week.
You've been listening to the Hawaiian Eye Show, sponsored by the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, with Harvard-trained eye surgeon Dr. Christopher Totoro. If you have an eye problem, want to get a second opinion, or aren't seeing as well as you used to, make an appointment with Dr. Totoro or one of the doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center in Central Oahu or Hilo by calling C-2020. That's 733-2020. Until next week, here's looking at you.
Life has never looked better with Hawaiian Eye Center.
When you have a cataract, your vision gets gradually worse over time. You don't see as well.
Having the corrective surgery and now having the vision of a much younger man, I can see again.
Our state-of-the-art surgery center offers safety and convenience without a hospital stay. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, HawaiianEye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
America's Anchorman, Rush Limbaugh.
It's the most gutless choice one can make. Be a liberal.
Every weekday morning at 10, KHBH, Honolulu.
Hawaii's home for Fox News.